Okay, so my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project on Trafalgar Square. It's the 13th of August 2009 and the time is 5:20 in the morning. Could you tell us what your name is, your age and where you come from, please?
Sure, I'm David Lambert, I'm 26 and I'm from South London.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
I actually first found out about it I became vaguely aware of it a couple of months ago, and then acutely aware of it about two days ago, when one of my friends sort of pointed me to the website and signed me up.
So how did you feel when you realised that you'd been allocated a slot?
I have to say, slightly surprised, because it all happened very, very quickly. I was sort of thinking, well, I'll apply and you know, you never know, and I sort of saw the odds and thought, right, well, there seemed to be about 10 people applying for every single place, so it's pretty unlikely it's going to happen. Then got a phone call, and initially my first thought was, oh god, what have I done? And then you know, it was explained, and I actually thought, well, you know, this could be quite fun. And I'm currently setting up my own business, or I've set up my own business in the last year or so, called Laundry Republic, which is an online pick-up and drop-off dry cleaning and laundry business. And so I thought, well, I'd quite like to do something which, you know, is at least linked to what I'm spending a lot of my time doing at the moment, what kind of the big project in my life is at the moment, which I guess is laundry and dry cleaning, which isn't perhaps the most kind of glamorous or sexy of industries. But then I thought, well, I guess then I sort of had a period of about a day when I was thinking, all right, I've really got to come up with something quite quickly. It has to be, I'd like it to be themed along the lines of laundry. I could stand up on the plinth and just do my laundry, but it might want to do it in a slightly more interesting way, or a slightly more eye-catching way. So this is probably lost for the people who are listening to it, but I am dressed in what must be said is a slightly tight Superman outfit. It doesn't leave a great deal to the imagination. I'm hoping that doesn't come across on the video. I will be up on the plinth washing about 25 pairs of red underpants, because obviously being Superman, that's pretty much what most of his laundry consists of, which I spent most of last night dyeing, actually, because apparently it's impossible to buy red underpants in London on one day's notice. It's impossible to buy them on the budget that I was trying to buy them, so I sort of set up some semi-industrial dyeing process in my kitchen last night and spent about 3 hours with a large bucket full of like pretty powerful red dye and 25 pairs of white pants going gradually pink, and then now they're pretty much red. I'm a bit worried if it rains, you will end up with a slightly pink plinth, which I guess is sort of leaving your mark on a World Heritage site, perhaps not quite the way I was hoping. But yeah, so that's the idea. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Okay, thank you very much. What kind of impact would you like to have on the world?
What, with my hour?
Yeah.
That's a difficult question to answer. I'd quite like to make some people smile. I'm not, I think, trying to make any sort of terribly deep sort of artistic point. Sorry, Anthony. But maybe that's the point. I'd like to make people smile a bit and perhaps make them think about dry cleaning and laundry, and possibly even, you know, hopefully take a bit of interest in my business.
So, yeah, who would you say you're doing this for?
What do you mean? Sort of, is it for me, or is it for the company? A bit of both. I mean, to be honest, at the moment there's a pretty narrow line between the two. There's only two of us in the business, so it sort of does tend to dominate or sort of subsume your entire life, which is fine. I mean, I quite like that. It's quite fun doing that, particularly in the middle of a recession, well, to be starting something new and hopefully a bit different and a slightly different idea to what exists at the moment. So I guess it's for the business, but you know, or perhaps that was my original intention, but over the last couple of days, and certainly over the last few hours, I suppose I've kind of increasingly thought, you know, I should just get up there and enjoy myself.
So how are you feeling 3/4 of an hour before you go up?
Yeah, not too bad. A little bit nervous. I think I've got a few friends coming down, which is very nice of them, given how it's quite early in the morning, who I imagine will shamelessly heckle me, and hopefully support me a bit as well. But not too bad, actually. I don't really know what to expect. It's an interesting time to do it, 6 till 7, because I guess it's, you know, really early in the morning, just after dawn, so I'm hoping that there'll be, you know, it'll look quite pretty out there. But I'm not quite sure what kind of people are going to be in the square. I'm a bit of a people watcher, so I'm quite interested to see, you know, is it going to be sort of commuters? Is it going to be tourists? Is it going to be, you know, just pigeons or tramps and or you know, or whoever, right? I mean, I quite like that kind of very early bit of the morning. I'm never up in it, I'm normally asleep, but I quite like looking out and just seeing sort of what goes on before everybody's woken up. So I think that'll be fun.
And tell us more about this business that you've started, and what kind of got you into business itself, or the business of dry cleaning and laundry?
Well, I used to be, for my sins, a management consultant, and did that for about 3 and a bit years, and that was fine, but I kind of got a bit of an itch to set up something on my own. Spent a lot of time giving advice to companies about how to run their business, and actually thought, well, why don't I, you know, if I've got this big mouth on me, I might as well give it a try myself. So I set up Laundry Republic last November with Ian Walker, my business partner, and we spent a bit of time sort of getting up and running, and we've now been operational for a few months. The concept, very briefly, is instead of being a sort of traditional shop, or instead of being a traditional pick-up and drop-off service where you go to people's houses and they hand over their clothes to you, we put lockers, secure lockers, in apartment blocks and in workplaces. And our customers then simply sign up online in about 10 seconds, pop their clothes in a locker, place an order either via our website or just by text message, and that's it, basically. Then after that, we come along, collect their clothes, clean them, drop them back to the same locker, send them a text message and an email when it's done, and then they can collect them from the locker at their convenience. And the advantage of that is you can do it any time of the day or night. So if you've got home after a tough day at work and it's 10 o'clock and the dry cleaner is closed and you need to get some stuff done, you don't have to worry about going outside or getting back in time for the shop. You don't have to worry about actually being there for us to pick up and drop off face to face. You can drop it in, send a text message, and then forget about it. So that's what we're doing. We're now serving a few thousand units in London. So it's kind of gradually picking up. Positive signs, lots of happy customers. So yeah, fingers crossed for the next couple of years.
And whereabouts are your target locations? Is it central London? Or
it's pretty central. Yeah, it's pretty central. We've got our headquarters are in sort of just between Vauxhall and Waterloo on the South Bank. So it means that we're sort of basically serving all of central London and a little bit of South London as well at the moment. But obviously the plan is to expand and hopefully start serving the rest of London and you know, maybe even other UK cities as well.
And how do you mention kind of like setting up business in the middle of a recession? How does it feel? What's the experience been like so far?
It's been all right for us, because the fact is we didn't have customers to lose in the first place. So, you know, having started from nothing, it's perhaps, it's hard to say, maybe we'd be growing faster if people were feeling a bit more confident about spending money. But actually, there are lots of good things about it. It means that you can really get good prices for everything, you know, when you're buying things from suppliers. So actually, it helps us to keep our costs down. And I don't know, I quite like the idea of, you know, not, I wouldn't say single-handedly, but, you know, of kind of pitching in, rebuilding the economy kind of right from the ground up. And, you know, hopefully in a couple of years' time, people are feeling a bit more positive about life and about sort of the economy. We'll be in a good position.
So what would you say then are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
Whew, that's a big one. My girlfriend Sarah, who is just in the other room at the moment, who very kindly agreed to get up with me at 3 o'clock this morning and come down here. The business, certainly. And I guess my friends and my family are the kind of big things for me. And I should say hello as well. I know this isn't a radio broadcast, but whatever. To my friend Ben, who is a bit ill at the moment. So we're all thinking of him. But those are the big things.
And what are your hopes and fears for the future?
The immediate future, I'm hoping that there isn't anybody with a large basket of slightly ripe fruit wandering around this square in about 45 minutes. Longer term, I guess my hopes are that the business really, really takes off. We can expand. Who knows what else, really? I guess I'm generally pretty happy with my life at the moment. I live in Borough at the moment, which is just south of London Bridge. It's a nice part of the world. So I guess I'm pretty stable in terms of my kind of home life. I live with Sarah. So I guess my hopes for the future are a successful business and a happy home life.
And where was it? If we could kind of delve back into your background a little bit more. Kind of, how did you get into kind of the world of business and this consultancy? And you can say you're from kind of South London, so.
I sort of fell into it a bit. I went to university, didn't really know what I wanted to do. It seemed like quite an interesting job that didn't really specialise you too much, which I thought was quite a good thing at the time. Actually, you kind of go and you get a general background in business, you get paid right in it, and it's generally reasonably interesting work. But it's not like being an astronaut, is it? It's not the sort of thing where you get to kind of seven and you're like, I want to be a management consultant. It's a pretty good grounding for business, and I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty glad I did it, because I'm hoping now I can kind of reap the benefits.
How did you find being a student? Did you stick around in London or did you go away?
I went to Cambridge and spent 4 years there. I did an undergraduate in social and political sciences, and then I did a master's in social and developmental psychology, which was quite fun. The master's involved basically doing research on young kids with behavioural problems, so kids around the age of sort of 3 or 4 who were classed as hard to manage or difficult, which was still probably about the most difficult thing I've ever done. As you know, 3-year-olds are a handful anyway, and like difficult 3-year-olds who you don't really know very well if you're trying to sort of do research on them is pretty exhausting. So that was pretty interesting. Obviously none of which has anything to do with the business or management consultancy, but as something to study is really up there. I think it's really interesting.
So what kind of you've kind of said hopes for the future. What do you kind of hold up for the future as far as kind of this business plan goes? Mm. And what does the future hold?
That is a good question. I think we'd like to be serving every building in London. That's the kind of initial ambition. We've got plans to expand the business in slightly different ways, possibly going through some sort of shop type model. Maybe over the next couple of years. That's probably a bit more long term. And after that, there are plenty of other big cities in Europe where I think it would work pretty well. The advantages of it are basically it's really convenient and it saves people a lot of time. So any city or any kind of build up of people where they're working hard, don't really have enough time to do the things they really care about, like seeing their friends, seeing their family. People spend, anything between half an hour and 3 hours a week doing laundry, taking stuff to dry cleaner, doing ironing, that kind of thing. And that's really time. Unless really into it, would much rather be spending doing other stuff. So any place really where people are busy and probably working harder than they'd like to, is ideal. So whether that means taking it to Paris, taking it to Zurich or Berlin or somewhere like that, taking it to Birmingham, Manchester, Edinburgh, who knows?
How does it feel being kind of the director of this young, new organization?
Really fun. Yeah, really fun. It's sort of scary. Ultimately, you know, it's your responsibility. If things go badly, then it's probably your fault. If things go well, then again, you know, you can probably take credit for that as well. And that's pretty empowering. It means that you no longer feel like, oh, you know, my boss isn't listening to what I've got to say, or, oh, you know, I'll just go through the motions today because I'm a bit hungover and tired. You just can't really have that, to be honest, because it's your business and, you know, there's complete motivation at all times to work on it. And at times it can be a bit difficult because you need to switch off, and that's quite hard when it's your baby, because ultimately, you know, you're thinking about it in the bath, or thinking about it in bed, or thinking about it when you're having your dinner. So I'm trying not to sort of take my work home with me too much, but that's part of the fun, I guess, to some degree. And but yeah, generally really satisfying, really motivating, learning a lot about what's difficult in a new business, and the things which aren't quite so bad. And the crazy thing is that as a, you know, with two of us, there is nobody to do anything apart from you. So that means you're doing everything from sales and marketing, actually operations, you know, driving the van, on customer service calls, doing invoices, you know, all the boring admin side of things, right the way through to standing on a plinth dressed as Superman doing your laundry. So you know, you get a pretty wide ranging experience, and that's quite fun actually. I quite like that. It means that you don't really get bored. It can be sometimes quite hard to focus on any one thing because you've always got like a million different balls in the air that you're trying to go, but it really teaches you to, I guess, be an all-rounder, and you know, you just gotta just jump in with both feet really.
And to go back to the plinth then finally, kind of, how could you kind of summarise the feeling of being a part of this project, one of 2,400 who get to stand up on the plinth for an hour on Trafalgar Square?
I think it's pretty actually. I've liked Anthony Gormley's work that I've seen in the past. I thought the exhibition of the figures dotted around London in various places was amazing actually, and although the first time I saw it freaked me out because I thought somebody was about to kill themselves, as I imagine a lot of people did actually. But I think it gives me a sense of pride. I think it'll be quite fun looking back on this in 5 years' time or 10 years' time. Hopefully somebody might take an interest, or you know, take a look back and say, you know, this is what was done, and it'd be nice to be a part of, I guess, a bit of history.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.